Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Police killings. A capitalist mindset of brutality and impunity. Three police officers in Kenya have been charged with the murder of a 31-year-old blogger who died in police custody earlier this month. Albert Ojwang's death has sparked outrage in Kenya with protests held to demand justice. We in Hizb ut-Tahrir Kenya would like to highlight the following. The security agents under any secular liberal regime such as Kenya are an extension of a colonial era creation that the British used to control the population and stamp out dissent. During the 1950s, as Kenyans began to assert their right to rule themselves, the police and other British-run security services rounded up tens of thousands of Kenyans and hanged more than 1,000. Apparently, the police force views ordinary citizens as potential threat to ruling administration, an approach that was originally established to enforce colonial rule, not to protect citizens. Ideologically, the secular liberal regimes perceive benefit and interest sacred above human life and properties, thus making corruption, impunity, and state capture as political norm. With this in mind, states, apparatus, killings with impunity is the only means to curb any voice of dissent and efforts to expose mass corruption. It is worth mentioning, the brutality and torture by state apparatus is a global trend and not unique to Kenya. We insist that human lives, or rather, all lives are sacred, which deserve an ultimate protection by the state without fear or favor. In Islam, the protection of human life is paramount and is considered a sacred trust from the Almighty Allah. Islam emphasizes the sanctity of life, prohibiting the unjust taking of it, and requires the preservation of life and dignity for all human beings. We reiterate that it is only under Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, which will be soon reestablished upon the methodology of prophethood, the police force would be responsible for maintaining public order, enforcing laws, and investigating crimes. Torture is absolutely forbidden, and any police officer found guilty of carrying out physical abuse or torture against any citizen, Muslim or non-Muslim, will be held accountable. Hence, the police forces will be fully committed to maintain law and order, hence protecting the lives and property of the citizens. Shabani Mwalimu, media representative of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Kenya.